Praise the Lord. Message number 66. The title of the message, Be Thankful. Let's open our Bible to the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this time. We bless you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word that you send always on time to remind us, to teach us, to guide us, to direct us in the way that we need to go. Lord, anoint my lips and put words and verses from your throne and direct the message in the direction that you desire, O Lord. And I pray for a fruit of righteousness in the life of your people, and the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished. In Jesus' name, Amen. As we have read here, in verse 15, he says, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Why he says it? Because possibly there is quarrel, fight, disturbances, tribulation, argument, strife is going on. And that's why Apostle Paul is reminding the people, let the peace of Christ dwell in your hearts, since as member of one body you were called to peace, you were called not to fight or strive. And in verse 15 he ended up with this statement, and be thankful. And be thankful. What he is saying indirectly, that the problem and the fight and the strife that is among you, and you have no peace in your heart because you are missing the good things that the Lord had given you. You are concentrating and you are focusing on wrong things and bad things, and you are concentrating on the negative points in each and every one of your life. The point here, when we are not seeing the good things in others, we are not seeing the good things in the Lord, when we are not seeing the good things in the life, circumstances, or events around us, then automatically we are seeing the negative aspect of it, or the pessimistic points of view in the events around us or in the people around us, then we are moved away from praising the Lord and thank Him toward a pessimistic point and doubting the Lord and ungrateful to God. And that will lead to lack of peace in our life and in our service unto Him. So here the basic point is attitude problem. When he say be thankful, Apostle Paul, he know the struggle of the church, the struggle of each and every one of them, and God also what each and every one of us passing through. But the message here today, the word of God, is say, don't look to the negative aspect or negative points, but see where are the good things and think about such good things that the Lord had given you. Count your blessings. See how much the Lord have done for you. See how much the good things of that particular circumstances or that particular person that you are in a quarrel with right now. In verse 16 he say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. He reminds us of the word of God to dwell in our heart richly, and that word of God, the Lord will use it to admonish one another using the wisdom of the Lord and using the psalm and the spiritual songs and the word of God with the gratitude in our heart toward God. Now, when there's a gratitude, that gratitude will come from appreciating the Lord and what he had done. When we don't have gratitude, we are not appreciating the things that the Lord had given us. We are just seeing the bad things, the negative aspect of the circumstances and the events. What that will bring, that will take the attitude of to be grateful to the Lord and having gratitude toward God. Then our life will be more hard to manage and to administer. When people are ungrateful, they are grumbler in another world. Sometimes you will ask, you will say, what for I will give thanks? You give thanks for your good health, for you have sleep, for you have bed, for you have food, for you have dress, for you have transport, for you have some money to spend, for the word of God. Be thankful for the gift of prayer, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Be thankful for God using the ministry. Be thankful that you had been given your privileges. A lot of things if you think about it. But if you're concentrating on what you don't have, then you'll never be satisfied, because always there are things are on the way the Lord is sending to you to bless you. So while you are waiting, give thanks to what you have. Don't be pessimistic. Don't be negative thinker. Don't be a grumbler. Be grateful to what you have, to what you achieve, for what God had given you. Give thanks to your wife. Give thanks to the Lord for your wife. Give thanks to the Lord for your husband. Give thanks to the Lord for the children, for the house. There's a lot of things. Now don't tell me you don't know. There's a lot of things that you can give thanks to the Lord. And the situation, it will be like that. There will be always trial, always hardship and difficulties. But it is in your hand, the way you think. If you just focus on the hardship, but you are not focusing on the blessing of God and what you had received, then you will always be not happy. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16 to 18, he said, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Why he say be joyful always? Because he knows there are certain times, there are trials, there are problems, there are things that happen and disturb the peace. So what he say, don't take it by heart and be upset. Be joyful. Rejoice in it. There is something good out of it. Pray continually. Pray. Give this situation to the Lord. Lord, you have a purpose. There is a reason why you allow this to happen. Lord, I trust you and I give you thanks because I know that you allow these things for my good. Even if it is persecution, he said, rejoice and be glad. Even if it is the work of the devil, God is still in control as you submit yourself to him. And one of the way we submit ourselves to God and do God's will is to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. But the truth is, when we have a problem, and even myself, it is difficult to give thanks. But here the message is that to encourage us to overcome. There's no but dear. There's no exception. Some people, they say, oh, you don't know my problem. You don't know what I'm passing through. How I can give thanks? I have also some and such experience like that. But as I give thanks to the Lord, not giving thanks for God to this problem, but giving thanks to the good things that he gave us. Give thanks to him of what he is and who he is in your life and what he can do to lift you up and to deliver you and to show you favor and success and victory. For that, you give him thanks. That's why, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Apostle Paul is saying, I know what I am telling you. I know what I am writing to you. That's what you need. In Luke chapter 9, one time, and it is repeated in the four gospel, the story of the 5,000s, the crowd who came to the Lord, and the disciple, they want to send them away because they don't have enough food for them, and the place is far away and it is late in the night, so they cannot handle them. So they came to the Lord and they told him, you send the crowd away so that they can go to the surrounding villages and countryside and find food and lodging, because we are in a remote place here. The Lord replied, you give them something to eat. But what they have? They have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. The Lord told them, have them sit down in the groups of about 50 each. So the disciple did. And then let us read Luke chapter 9 verse 16, what the Lord did to overcome that situation. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke them. Then he gave them to the disciples to set before the people. They all ate and were satisfied, and the disciples pick up 12 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. What he did, the Lord? He took what is available. Let us manage of what we have. Looking up to heaven, his eyes not on people, not on human power, not on somebody with help, but his eyes is on the Lord. And that's what we need to do when we are cornered by such situations. We look up to heaven, we take what we have and put it in the hand of the Lord, and we look up to heaven to the Lord. Let us fix our eyes on him, fixing our eyes on the Lord, that he will do something good for us. And let us give thanks. Let us give thanks of what we have. For the little that we have, let us give thanks to the Lord. And let us trust Him that He will do something good for us. As the Lord gives thanks, the bread and the fish multiplied. The whole crowd, they ate. And there was 12 baskets full left over. The point here, the good attitude bring blessing. There is multiplication in thanksgiving. When we have a grateful attitude and a grateful heart toward God and thankful to Him, to the little we of what we have, to the little that He placed in our hands, then He will multiply. And from this miracle we learn that the needs that the disciple cannot meet, when he gives thanks, that need was met by the Lord God Almighty. So here we learn that as we have the attitude of giving thanks to the Lord of what we have, then spontaneously God will satisfy the rest of the needs that we don't have to fill. Let us trust the Lord. Let us give thanks to Him in all circumstances. You sit down, huh, with the Lord and remember all the good things. Please, don't remember the negative things. Don't remember the bad aspect of it. Look, where area there's a way to give thanks, you give thanks to the Lord. You give thanks that you don't have toothache. You give thanks that you don't have heartache. You give thanks you don't have headache. You give thanks that you slept last night. All these things, small, but as you give thanks to the Lord will be encouraged more to bless you and bless you and bless you. There's power in thanksgiving, and there's multiplication in thanksgiving. Given the Lord will reward you as you give thanks to Him. Let's go to the book of Genesis. Book of Genesis chapter 8. After the event of the flood, finally we know that after God drowned the whole world with the flood, with the water of the flood, and after the land gets dry, the Lord say to Noah, come out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons and their wives and with the animals that are with you. So Noah came out together with his sons and his wife and his sons' wives and all the animals that they were with him. Let us read Genesis chapter 8 verse 20. What Noah did after he went out from the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offering on it. Now when he went out, what he saw? He saw only plants. There are homes? No. There are buildings? No. There are people? No. Where are the friends? Where are my contacts? Where are my neighbor? Noah had to start from zero. Oh God, why like that? Oh, again we have to multiply, we have to do everything now ourselves. No, that is the negative way of thinking and behaving. Now Noah did not see these things, but what he saw that the Lord chose him. The Lord had saved him from the flood out of all the people. The Lord had saved his wife, had saved his sons, and had saved also their wives. And God had provided food for him. So out of his grateful heart and gratitude toward God, what he did? He built an altar to the Lord. And what he did also on the altar, he sacrificed some of the clean animals. These are the most of the animals they were with him. They are only pair and pair. They are only pair of animal. But there are some animal that the Lord asked him that he will have more. These are the clean animal. We can read that in book of Genesis chapter 7 verse 2. Take with you 7 of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and 2 of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its female. From the clean, there are, how many we have here? Take 7. Possibly 7 pairs. But from the unclean, take only 2. So here, he cannot use the unclean animal for food because they need to multiply according to God's command. But what he used? He used the clean animal that God had kept with him. He used it as a burnt offering. He did not think that, oh, how about me? I need to eat meat. Why I should give it to the Lord? I should keep it for myself. Now the point here that we want to speak, he was grateful to God that God saved him. Even now he have to start his life, a new life after the flood. He have to start a new life, and he have to build a house, you have to multiply, you have to care for the animal, plant. But with all that, he did not see that something wrong, but he was grateful to God that he saved him. The same here. You need to have the same way of thinking, because that impressed the Lord. You know what the Bible say when Noah did that? Let us read Genesis chapter 8 verses 21 and 22. The Lord smelled the pleasing aroma. What he smelled? The burnt offering of the clean animal. And said in his heart, never again will I cause the ground because of man. Even though every inclination of his heart is evil from childhood, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. Now when he found that Noah in such a standard of thinking and attitude and behavior, the Lord relent from his anger, from his wrath. And you see, he was so impressed by the grateful attitude of Noah's heart. And he say, never again will I curse the ground. He will not curse the ground anymore in this way because of man. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. So here, when we are grateful to the Lord and giving thanks to him, the Lord will relent from his anger, and he will have mercy on us. And the Lord also says in verse 22, as long as the earth endures seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Here the Lord promised that continuity of time and events, the event of harvest, the event of seed time, cold and heat, summer and winter, The Lord promised day and night, it will never cease, it will not stop, but it will continue in that sequence. And more than that, we can read in Genesis chapter 9, verse 1, the continuity. Then God blessed Noah and his sons, saying to them, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. The Lord blessed them. He told them, be fruitful, give them. He gave them the ingredient of multiplication and the blessing. And he commissioned them to be fruitful, to bear fruit and to increase and fill the earth. And he gave them also authority, verse 2, the fear and dread of you will fall upon all the beasts of the earth and all the birds of the air, upon every creature that moves along the ground, and upon all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hands. So here we find that the Lord had given them authority, a new authority. He gave them a new provision. He opened to them more doors now to multiply. Now, more than the plants, when Noah went outside the ark, he saw only plants. He saw only the green. But now God add to him the birds on the air, and also the fish of the sea, fish now included, and all the beasts over the ground, all the creatures that move along the ground, the animal. So here, when you give thanks to God, to the little of what you have, God will multiply automatically what is you lack. He will bring it to you. Verse 3, everything that lives and moves will be food for you. Everything. Open. Now, God is so happy with the attitude of Noah. The same for you. As you open your heart, be grateful to him, God will be more open to you. He said to Noah, just as I gave you the green plants, I now give you everything. God was so pleased and so happy with the grateful attitude of Noah. From this day on, give him thanks. Learn to give thanks to the Lord in all circumstances, for that is God's will for you in Christ Jesus our Lord. As you do that, the Lord will be glad and will be happy with you, and he will open not only his heart, he will open also his hands upon you. He will open the floodgates of heaven. He will open the fountain of the blessing from where even not expect, he will send you a blessing. Just be grateful to the Lord. There's another events we can read also in Luke 17, the power of thanksgiving. You know, one time the Lord met on his way to Jerusalem. He traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. There he met 10 men who are leprous, and they stood at a distance because they cannot come near to him because they are unclean, and they are and called on him, and they are crying in loud voice, Master, have pity on us. Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When the Lord saw them, he told them, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. That is in Luke chapter 17. You can read that in verse 11 to verse 19. So that man, when he saw himself, cleansed and healed, he came back to the Lord Praise God. In a loud voice, he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. When Jesus saw him and he saw what he did, Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Why only one will come back and give me thanks and he is grateful to me? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" God is sad. The Lord is sad. He healed 10. Why only one coming back? Where is the gratefulness in people's heart? What is your gratitude to the Lord? The Lord had blessed you, had cared for you. Please don't speak about negative aspect of it. Look to the good things now and see what God had done to you. Let come back to me with thanksgiving and see how he will multiply the blessing. What the Lord say to the man who came back? 10 of them healed, but only to the man who came back he gave more blessing. Then he said to him in verse 19, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." The Lord told him, "Rise." Rise means that rise from stagnation, rise from falling down, rise from being low to be high up. Rise, rise and shine to the Lord. God is approving him. God is giving him authority. Rise, be fruitful. Increase in number and multiply and fill the earth. Go and make disciples. Rise and go. The second is go after he approve him. After he approve his lifestyle and his repentance and his salvation, he told him go. And go. The Lord gave him mission. He did not give mission to those who did not come back because they are ungrateful, they are unthankful. They are bad examples. They cannot go and preach the gospel. But to the man who came back, he told him, "Rise and go. Go and make disciples. Go and preach the good news." The Lord gave him ministry to do also. "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." When he gives thanks with this gratitude in his heart and gratefulness, the Lord confirmed to him that he will be well. The 10, all of them healed. The 9 who did not come back, they are healed, but they are unwell. Who's well? The one who came back. So you ask yourself, why you are not feeling well? Now you know. Are you grateful to God? Are you thankful? Do you have gratitude in your heart or do you have grumbling in your heart toward the Lord? If you are grumbling, ungrateful, complaining always, seeing only the negative aspect of it, then you are unwell. Which time you will be well? When you are grateful to the Lord, thankful to him, seeing what God have done to you and coming back to him, "Lord, you have done this to me. I am thankful to you, Lord. I will serve you. I turn from my sin, Lord." That's how to be thankful to God. How you will be thankful? Not only say thank you. In repentance, show that you are thanking the Lord. In coming back to him, in serving him, in fully submit to his will, you are showing that you are grateful to what the Lord have done to you. If you do that, sure the Lord have in store for you a great future. He will tell you, "Rise and shine and go. Go and do the work of the Lord. Go, I am sending you," say the Lord. "Go and make disciples. Go and preach the gospel. Your faith has made you well. You will be well. I am with you to the very end of the age. I will be with you. I will neither leave you nor forsake you. I will support you in your ways to do what I ask you to do." Let's come to the Lord in a prayer. Let us commit ourselves to have the grateful heart in our lifestyle unto the Lord. Repent of your sin. Repent of your grumbling. Repent of your complaining. Repent of seeing only the negative aspect of it. See the goodness of the Lord. you pray now. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for revealing your ways and yourself to me through your word. Lord, I repent from being grumbling, pessimistic, and doubting you, Lord, and seeing only the negative aspect. Lord, I am grateful to you. Start to be grateful to God. Start to utter to the Lord now all the good things that he had done. See the good aspect of each and every trial and give him thanks. Yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, for you are a good Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness, O God. Lord, we give you thanks. We adore you. I give you thanks, O God, for everything, O God. Lord, a long list of thanksgiving to you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, O God. I lift up my eyes unto you, Lord. I give you thanks, O God, for what you give me, Lord. And Lord, I trust you, O God, that you will satisfy all the surrounding needs, all the problems you will settle, Lord. I give you thanks. What is in my hand today, Lord, I appreciate your work in my life. I give you thanks to what I receive from you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray, Lord, as we are giving thanks to you as the whole church, O God, your people who are called by your name, Lord. Lord, as we are at your feet right now, Lord, multiply your blessing, solve our problem. Do great things for us so that the spirit of thanksgiving will continue. Oh Lord, watch over us. Let the message that you send bring you glory and honor, Lord. Take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to those who are waiting to hear your word. We thank you and we bless you. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hands be with us and keep us from harm so that you will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.